Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another News and Focus podcast. Pastor Sean Harris from Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mark Driscoll on Joel Osteen. There are worse things than being happy and encouraging. I'm looking at an article from Christian Post, ChristianPost.com, and the Seattle mega church pastor Mark Driscoll recently came to the defense of fellow Christian minister Joel Osteen while admitting that his Reformed brothers like to treat Pastor Joel like a pinata. In a recent interview with the Gospel Coalition, Mars Hill Church pastor Mark Driscoll was asked to comment on a segment of his new book. So this is Driscoll's new book. "Who do you think you are?" Question mark. That mentions appreciated people who exchange grumbling for praying, competing for celebrating, bitterness for thankfulness, performing for serving, boasting for encouraging. Well, that's a pretty good list. Let's go over it one more time. Appreciated people who exchange grumbling for praying. Appreciate a person who doesn't grumble, instead they pray. Appreciate a person who's focused more on celebrating than competing. Appreciate a person that's focused more on being thankful than bitter, serving rather than performing, and encouraging rather than boasting. The interviewer, Gospel Coalition Associate Editor Matt, asked Driscoll, what is an appreciated person? Isn't that what Joel Osteen wants me to be? All right, so there's an attempt here by this interviewer to identify the difference between Joel Osteen's message and Mark Driscoll's message. Driscoll goes on to say, "I am aware of the theological differences that exist between our tribe and Pastor Joel," Driscoll responded. "I also know my Reformed brothers like to treat Joel like a pinata, but there are worse things than being happy and encouraging at a time when the most common prescription medications are antidepressants." Driscoll made the same reference to the common use of antidepressants in his 2007 multi-part sermon series, The Rebel's Guide to Joy, in which he mentions in part one, Osteen's preaching of the gospel, which has been labeled by some as a prosperity or health and welfare message. Health and wealth message. Osteen, who leads Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, and preaches to about 43,500 people who visit the church every weekend, has embraced the prosperity label, although he is careful to define the term. He says, "I define it as The way I define it is that I believe God wants you to prosper in your health, your family, in your relationships, in your business, and in your career. So do I. If that is the prosperity gospel, then I do believe that," Osteen previously told the Christian Post, adding that he also believes God rewards obedience. Well, let's just pause for a minute and add a moment of commentary. If we define God's blessing in terms of health, family, relationships, business, and career, then we've got about half of the characters in the Bible struggling with that definition. While it is clearly true, God blessed Abraham and God blessed David and God blessed Job, it is also true that God blessed Peter and God blessed Paul and God blessed his son, Christ, all of which Peter, Paul, and his son, Christ, would not have a lifestyle that Osteen could point at in a sermon. All right, back to the article. In a video of part one, The Rebel's Guide to Joy, focused on Acts 16 and Philippians 1:1-1a, so half a verse, Driscoll references Osteen's preaching when he offers examples of how some members of society might turn to culture and religion or spirituality in their pursuit of happiness. Driscoll goes on. Who's the happiest happiest Christian out there? His name is Joel Osteen, said Driscoll, showing an image of the 2005 cover of Texas Monthly featuring a photo of Osteen, Osteen with the caption, "And on the eighth day, God created Joel." Calling the Lakewood church leader the most well-known pastor in America, Driscoll noted that America is absolutely in love with this guy. While acknowledging Osteen as his Christian brother, Driscoll, however, expressed concern with his prosperity message, which is not unique to the Texas minister. "I will tell you that what doesn't bother me about the guy, it doesn't bother me that he's got a big church. It doesn't bother me he's on the radio. It doesn't bother me he's on TV. It doesn't bother me that he publishes books." Now, I have no idea. Let me just pause and provide some commentary. I have no idea why it doesn't bother Driscoll that he has a big church, that he's on the radio, that he's on TV, and he's publishing books. So let me tell you why it bothers me that he's got a big church, he's on the radio, he's on the TV, and he publishes books. And the reason is very, very simple. Osteen does not preach the gospel, pure and simple. He does not preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. A person could read his books, watch him on TV, listen to him on the radio, and attend his church for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and never discover that he is a sinner who sins in such a way that his sins separate him from a holy and righteous God. And if those sins are not forgiven, he will have to endure an eternal wrath against him because God is holy and he is not. And so it does disturb me that he has a big church and he's on the radio and he's on the TV and that he publishes books. It disturbs me as much as the fact that the Mormon church has the same thing because they too do not preach the gospel. Driscoll now, back to the article. "What I find disconcerting in this whole wave of new Christian thinking that says that joy is to be found in the same place that culture and spirituality tells us, get rich, get healthy, be happy. That's the equation, health and wealth, prosperity. Now in this, what we are saying is that as Christians, we have nothing to offer that is any different from non-Christians or people in other religions." In a 2011 feature on Pastor Osteen, USA Today Religion, Spirituality, and Ethics reporter Kathy Lynn Grossman noted how the minister's message of empowerment and success makes his critics livid, specifically citing Southern Baptist Theological Seminary President Reverend R. Albert Moeller Jr. and Pastor Driscoll. Grossman apparently also referenced Driscoll's 2007 sermon, writing that the Reformed Evangelical Christian minister says Osteen reduces the pursuit of God to lollipops and skipping while singing hymns. When asked for a reaction to Moeller's and Driscoll's critiques, Osteen looked genuinely mystified, wrote the reporter. Well, perhaps he was. But it is unbelievable to me, nearly unbelievable, let me say it that way, nearly unbelievable that Osteen has no idea who Driscoll and Moeller are. I mean, what rock is he living under? What bubble does he live in? In his interview with the Gospel Coalition last week, Driscoll expressed the belief that Christian preachers should not focus too much on either joy or suffering, a topic he feels prominently features prominently among Reformed or New Calvinist ministers. The Reformed Christian tradition, inspired by the teachings of 16th century French theologian John Calvin, among others, focuses on, among other things, God's sovereignty and holiness and the sinful man's need for salvation, which is initiated by God and wholly dependent on his grace. A few guys in our tribe could learn to talk about something other than painful, arduous suffering once in a while, and if nothing else, then for the sake of variety. Our identity is not in our joy, and our identity is not in our suffering. Our identity is in Christ, whether we have joy or are suffering. The Mars Hill Church teaching pastor spoke to the Gospel Coalition to promote his new book, Who Do You Think You Are? Finding Your True Identity in Christ, published in January by Thomas Nelson Driscoll, previously served on the Council of the Gospel Coalition up until last year. In any case, the big idea in my book, which never mentions Pastor Joel, is that God loves us, He is aware of our life, and He appreciates our grace-centered efforts to serve and obey Him, Driscoll explained. When we grasp this, we are free to stop seeking appreciation and adulation from others and to work from pure motives without being discouraged or devastated when we are unappreciated by people. This contributes to our ability to be saints who persevere. And then the article concludes with Driscoll's church was founded in 1996 by Seattle Pastor Driscoll and welcomes about 15,000 people to weekly services at 14 locations in 4 states. Well, that's difficult to imagine that we could call that a church. 14 locations in 4 different states, and Driscoll's your pastor? Hardly. Driscoll's nothing more than a televangelist on a television screen. Quite frankly, not much different than Olstein in that sense. Other than Driscoll probably has a firmer grasp on the gospel than Olstein. That's that idea of 14 locations, 4 different states, that's not what the Apostle Paul had in mind when he was planting churches in Asia Minor. Well, certainly there is a necessity to focus on joy. That's one of the fruits of the Spirit. So I'm not sure why he's pushing away from that. We do need to be joyful people, and there needs to be a preparation for suffering. And I'm not really sure what preachers Driscoll's referring to that all they talk about is suffering. Well, that's the article. Not much more to say other than the need to focus on the gospel and the person and work of Jesus Christ at all times. The gospel and the person and work of Jesus Christ, and then how that works itself out in everyday living. That's what we need to focus on. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.